season of Easter is a time of joy. It's a time where we celebrate the mercy that God has shown us. We celebrate the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And during this time, it's a season where we have the opportunity to remember the new way of living that Christ wants us to live. The new way of living, the reason why Christ died for us, so that we would have access to God the Father. And in doing that, when Jesus was alive, he spoke about this new kingdom living, a new way of living our lives that's completely different to the old way of living. In the old way of living before Jesus was all about rules, keeping the rules. But when Jesus came, he came for our hearts. He came for the change of our hearts, a transformation that we would truly love God as he loves us. And God is all about our hearts. It's not about rule keeping. He's about our hearts and the love that we have for him because of the love that he has for us. And this new way of living, St. Paul talks about in the book of Ephesians. He writes to a group of people who are living in the city of Ephesus. And so if you have your Bibles, grab them out and go with me to Ephesians chapter 4, verses 17. We're going to start there. And the heading says, the old life and the new. Now, there are a few verses that I want to read with you now, and then I'm going to pull them apart and we're going to talk about them and share about them. So just stick with me for a few verses. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 17. Now, this I affirm and insist on in the Lord. You must no longer live as the Gentiles live, in the futility of their minds. They are darkened in their understanding, alienated from the life of God because of their ignorance and hardness of heart. They have lost all sensitivity and have abandoned themselves to licentiousness, greedy to practice every kind of impurity. That is not the way you learned Christ. For surely you have heard about him and were taught in him as truth is in Jesus. You were taught to put away your former way of life, your old self, corrupt and deluded by its lusts, and to be renewed in the spirit of your minds, and to clothe yourselves with the new self, created according to the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness. So there's a few verses there. So Paul is writing to these people of Ephesus, and up until then, Paul is writing about the glory of Jesus Christ, about who he is. And he's not writing to the Jewish people. He's actually writing to the Gentiles, which are a different group of people who used to worship many different gods. And St. Paul is writing to the Christians of Ephesus, telling them all about Jesus Christ. And he says to them in the first few verses, he says, don't keep living the way you were living. A way of life that was purposeless, that had no meaning, that was always chasing after your own desires and led to sin and greed and lust. Don't live like that anymore. But I've been telling you about Jesus Christ, this new way of living. So take off your old self and put on the new self, which is living the life that Jesus Christ has for us. And so it's an encouragement to the people of Ephesus and to us to live the new life that Christ has given us, that he died for and rose from the dead to give to us. He says to us as Christians, we have hope. We have hope in God, and we can glorify him and live our lives in a way that does that. So instead of living the old life that was selfish, that didn't have meaning, live this new life in Christ. And as Easter people, we're called to live that new way. That's the great joy of this season, that we're reminded that we have a new way of living. And so that even if that's fallen by the way, as it does for many of us over times and seasons of our life, we can start again. That's the beauty of this season that we get to experience each year. And we can be renewed by our minds. It says in verse 23 that we need to be renewed in the spirit of your minds. And what does that mean? That means to live the way that God wants us to live, to ask the Holy Spirit to come and to be our thoughts and to guide us to make the right decisions according to the ways of God's kingdom. It means being deliberate to choose to walk in a different way to the world. It means choosing to love our enemies. It means choosing to turn the other cheek, choosing to bite our tongue and not to gossip, not to say a harsh word. It means choosing not to judge. The new way of life in Christ is a choice. And when we make that choice, it leads to freedom and it leads to new life. And so today I encourage you to make that choice, to step into the new way of living that Jesus has for you and you will experience the freedom and joy that is found in Jesus Christ. Why don't we pray? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, I thank you for this new way of living that we can choose to live. I thank you that you opened the doors to it when you died on the cross and when you rose from the dead and overcame death. I thank you for the access that we now have to God the Father, that we can have a personal relationship with him. Lord, I pray that as we choose to step into this new life with you, that you would send the Holy Spirit to guide us, to help us in making the best decisions in our lives. I thank you for your blessing, for your grace, for your mercy. And I ask all of this in your mighty name. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.